always a Ick and a Paul, not exactly the boy next door. Tell you Tessa Hart and he'll play with your mind. If you haven't heard of him, you must be dead or blind. These are the stories of Ick or Ellen Poe, not exactly the boy next door. He'll tell you about Usher, whose eyes burn in his mind. His love for his dear sister, his dad would drive him wild. The murder of a stranger, the murder of a friend, the callings from the pits of hell that never seem to end. These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the boy next door. These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the boy next door. The diabolic image of the city and the sea, the chaos and the carnage that reside deep within me. Decapitation, poisonings, hellish night, a boy you won't need 3D glasses to pass beyond the store. Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the door next door. No Nosferatu visit, brass and naked women here. A mind on furlough, a mind on bed is all we have here. Troop fried rank tanks flooded to the stage. Leave your expectations home and listen to the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. The soliloquy, the raven at the door. Flame and pencil, moving walls, no equilibrium. No ballast, no bombast, the unvarnished truth we got. Mind swoons guiltily, cooking ravens in a pot. Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the boy next door. Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the boy next door. Telltale heart, erotic cast, valley of unrest, a conqueror worm devouring soul. Keep the best for last. Bring for Annie Lee, his post buried alive, regretting his beloved death. And all the many guys.